Tuesday, Tuesday, gotta get down on Tuesday. I'm so sorry. I wanted to try a song. Anyway, hi, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday, a brand new talk show on IBM Radio where we discuss tech tools, tips, and tricks on Tuesdays at 2. I'm your co-host, Yuna.
And I'm Chris Donaraj.
And today we're talking about Task Runners. I'm so sorry. It'll be fine.
No, it was fine. I actually liked the song. It was a little bit bizarre.
Thank you. Because last time I tried it out with you, you said,
well,
Jesus.
Here's the thing. You change it every time. So sometimes it's bad and sometimes it's okay.
Okay. So task runners, what are they? What are they, Chris?
All right. Okay, let's get into that. So task runners are essentially automation for the 100 different tasks you have to do every day as a front-end developer. That could be your SAS compilation. It could be your babelification of your ES6 modules. It could be just plain linting. Task runners do them all.
So if you are in need of any of those tasks within your daily workflow, stay tuned during this episode. So the format of the show is basically going to be 20 minutes of us talking about a topic. Today it's about task runners, and then we're going to have a Q&A. So we created a little Slack channel internally in the IBM Design Slack group called Tuesday for Q&A at the end. Feel free to send us any questions or comments throughout the show for that.
As a quick aside, Yuna here has figured out 6 or 7 different tools and hasn't told me about them. So we're actually winging half of this content. And I blame her for all of that.
No, it'll be good. It'll be first reactions.
Okay.
So there are so many different task runners, as Chris Donaraj said, the two most popular being Grunt and Gulp. So should we start with those or should we sort of end with them?
We can end with them because I feel happy about those.
Okay. So another less known one, but still pretty popular task runner relatively, is called Broccoli. And, it's broccolijs.com.
Popular is a relative term.
Popular is relative because Gulp and Grunt just have so much of the, I guess, market share of task runners when it comes to specifically JavaScript task runners.
Right. We're not including like Ant, Rake, or even just make files. We are solely focusing on, I'm assuming.
I want to mention those at some point.
Okay, fine. We'll talk
about
them.
They're not task runners per se, but we'll get
there. They're more build tools than anything else, which are very similar. But all right, go ahead, Broccoli.
So, well, you kind of mentioned that. Like, why, for instance, would you use a task runner over just using build tools?
Honestly, so the difference between the two is kind of has been minimized lately. For example, us in Bluemix, we actually do use Gulp on our build side as well. We use this tool called IDS. It essentially runs a bunch of commands, and we type.
What is IDS?
It's a Bluemix pipeline. You can kind of think of it like Jenkins, I suppose.
What is Jenkins?
Oh man.
We gotta explain
right.
All of our.
Okay, you're right.
Testing.
I hang on. I'm thinking about this. I'm on the spot now.
yes, I got one.
I guess the. Yeah, thank you. Chris Johnson with the save IBM DevOps services. The greatest way to describe it is that it executes commands that you tell it to do. So in this scenario, we'd say npm, which is the node package module, run this gulp task. And that's how we build our files.
Okay, so I feel like we've talked about Gulp a little bit. I want to go back and
Broccoli.
Yeah, before we get to Broccoli, I think it's important to understand the basic too. So I too solely use Gulp on my projects. I really like the syntax of it. It's a really nice code logic based on piping.
Yep.
And there's a really active community. There's a lot of plugins there. So you end up using a lot of plugins that you just require at the top of your page as variables. So that's sort of the system that Gulp uses. This is different than Grunt, which was the first really popular task runner. The internet says it's still the most popular one in the Node.js world.
Well, it is. But note that Grunt has been around for about 2 more years than Gulp has.
And that's a long time.
It's a long time.
In the internets.
That's a reset. We initially said we'd talk about Grunt and Gulp at the end of the show, but I think we're doing it now.
No, we're doing it now.
We're doing it now because we really have no idea about Broccoli.
Broccoli,
okay.
The whole point. So we kind of talked about Grunt and Gulp. We talked about how they use task runners, their community. Broccoli is smaller than those, but it applies filters instead of pipes, and it uses a tree of files. I think that's part of the whole reason why it's called Broccoli, since it's using
trees,
a file tree. Yeah. So this one also...
It is actually using pipes, though.
It's using pipes, but they're called filters in this task runner. It's more concise than Gulp and Grunt in its syntax, and it relies more on the command line. So that's sort of the difference there in Broccoli.
The big one is the tree thing. Also, no Windows support or shoddy Windows support. So if you're one of those Windows users out there in IBM design, don't use Broccoli.
What if you're using Cygwin on Windows? Cygwin is a program that allows you to run a Unix-like shell within Windows and use Unix commands inside of your terminal prompt.
I have no idea. I was just going off of what they said. What they said that they were having issues interfacing with the Windows file system, especially on deleting files. So I don't think Cygwin would solve that issue, since Cygwin is just a wrapper around everything else anyways. Cygwin, by the way, spelled C-Y-G.
That's it?
The English, no, and then Win.
Well, Cyg Windows.
But like the language is just a little bit weird. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So would you recommend Broccoli?
No.
Would you recommend Grunt?
No.
No? You wouldn't recommend it?
Hang on. So Grunt was my first love with build tools. Grunt was the first thing I learned. I went to a jQuery conference in Toronto in like 2012, and... at the time, I didn't know anything about anything, but I thought I knew everything.
How I feel now.
Well, you know.
No, it's the opposite. Now I feel like the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know.
Yes. There's kind of that curve, right? When you're very new, you think you know everything, and then someone's like, JK, you know nothing. And that was me when I went to this jQuery conference, and they were talking about Grunt and NPM and all these different node environment things, and I just had never heard of any of this before. And I went home, I was like, Grunt is my baby now. And so for 2 years, all I did was Grunt. And then when Gulp became a big thing last year, I looked at it and I was like, I hate all of this.
I hate Grunt.
I hate Gulp. I still hated Gulp at the time.
Oh, okay.
I was like, Grunt is so easy to read. There's no code involved.
Oh, I completely disagree. Gulp girl.
Hang on. This was me initially.
Okay.
Because I had spent 2 years with Grunt. And then one day I realized that Gulp is like 10,000 times faster than Grunt. And
yeah,
I swapped.
I think the syntax even is clearer to understand.
I think if you are a JavaScript person, which I became one over the years, but I wasn't initially, Gulp reads super easy. It's just, I mean, it is just JavaScript. It's code over configuration.
Yeah.
Grunt is configuration over code. If you've never seen a Grunt file before, it's essentially one large JS object where you tell it to do things. And you don't write any code. You... just, configure it. Whilst in Gulp, you can write all the JavaScript you want, and it's as flexible as you want it to be. And if you just love JavaScript, like me, it's wonderful.
Also, I really like that Gulp uses a system of piping, which helps me understand Node a lot.
Right.
I feel like I learned how to use Gulp, and then I learned how to use Node, which is really weird. But when I was using task runners... just building every site and every project that I made for a while.
Right.
And then later when I tried to learn Node, it really helped me understand how it worked. It helped me understand like streams and asynchronicity and like callback functions. So it's really funny. I feel like I learned computer science after learning Sass in a way. And I feel like I learned Node after learning Gulp in a way.
Yeah, that was the same for me too, actually, because I was purely front-end for a while, but I still needed a task runner because I wanted to do all those things we talked about in the beginning of the show. And so when I found Gulp, you know, eventually you want to merge streams for whatever reason. And then you're like, what's a stream? And then you run into this guy named Sindra Sorhaus.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I don't know how to say
his... The guy who writes every single Node package in the world.
He does so many things. I'm so impressed by him.
S-I-N-D-R-E.
He also started the GitHub AMAs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that.
So GitHub AMAs are really fun. A whole community of people has a GitHub repository on their account that's just AMA or Ask Me Anything. And you can submit an issue with a question, and they answer it and close it. So when you look at closed issues, that's all of the answered AMAs, and all the open ones are yet to be answered. So it's just like a click-through of Ask Me Anything.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of the dev community picked that up. So I think Paul Irish did one as well. Adi Osmani did one as well, I think.
Yeah.
All the big names, like, hey, this is a great idea.
I have one.
Ask Me Anything. Who's also a big name.
It's UNA/AMA.
So there's that. So what is your favorite gulp?
My favorite
task?
Gulp?
Your favorite gulp? Gulp?
Such weird words.
No, I know. Hang on. So there's this weird thing with JS task runners where they all use breakfast terms.
They do.
It's broccoli, mimosa, brunch. Gulp is not a breakfast word, but...
Well, you can argue.
You can eat it.
You can gulp your drink as you eat your brunch with broccoli and then grunt about it when you're done because you're so full.
Hey-o.
Hey. So speaking of brunch, I'll answer your question later. But of brunch.
Okay.
What is your experience using brunch, which is another one of these lovely, lovely task runners? It's a bit newer.
So brunch calls itself an HTML5 build tool. And I've used it precisely zero times.
Same.
Great.
But it seems pretty interesting.
I went through the documentation for it, and they were very angry at everybody else.
So that's good. It's always nice to see that anger when a new company decides to rebuild and remake something that already exists.
Hang on. Apparently they were here before everybody else.
Really? Is that why they're angry?
I think they're angry because, they're like, we've always been here. Everyone loves us, except nobody knows about us.
It's hard.
They kind of feel like the Meteor guys a little bit.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, where they're like, we do everything better than you guys, but no one likes us.
Oh, well, I think there's reasons for things. There are reasons. Brunch-wise, I think it's interesting. So they have all the basics, like compilation, linting. They do concatenation. And they come packaged with AMD and CommonJS wrappers over their JavaScript, which is really nice.
Yep.
Other tools don't have that.
Yeah, the big thing about brunch is that it's all about convention. You put your files in a certain location. You do everything in a certain way. With Gulp and Grunt and a few of the other task runners, as opposed to a build tool, a lot of it is you do whatever you want, and you just kind of configure the task runners to point to the right file or to point the task runners at the right place. While Brunch has a bunch of its own standards you have to follow. Go ahead.
And they also claim to be an order of magnitude simpler.
Yeah, they do claim to be much simpler than Gulp or Grunt. That's probably debatable. Maybe somebody thinks that.
I mean, on their own website, obviously, you're going to have a little bit of bias there.
No.
Okay, wait, there's another breakfast term, task runner.
All right.
It is called, my favorite part of breakfast, mimosa.
Yes.
Mimosa.io is the website for this.
It does have a very nicely laid out website, but I couldn't find a full documentation
anywhere. I couldn't find documentation either. So I don't know if it's so nicely laid out. Like, the one thing I want to see as a developer is, how do I use this thing?
It's one of those things, I think, where you're supposed to do, use it to build the project scaffold as well. Because they did have a couple commands that do that thing. They scaffold out the project.
Yeah, they have some skeleton projects and demos.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really tell me much. I want to see the basics of the API as the first thing on the site, or the benefits of using it. And their benefits include limits IO, so it's fast, common functionality out of the box, just a few commands, easy to master.
So limits IO, you want to explain that real quick?
Input, output, I don't really know what it means.
So here we go. With a Grunt-like tool, when you do various tasks, so say you're compiling your SAS, you have a SAS file, you generate one single CSS file, and then you want to add autoprefixer to it, so you run it through that post CSS shenanigans, and then finally you want to move it to some other folder. With Grunt, what happens is that it writes out a file every time for each step. That's the input-output scenario. With Gulp, it passes it through a stream. So there's no actual file being written at each step. It's just,
which is the magic of Node.
Which
as
is
well.
The magic of Node and why it's so fast. Although, fair point that Grunt will be switching to this stream system whenever it swaps to Grunt 4.0.
When is that coming out?
I have no idea. I feel like every one of these task hunters say their next version is coming out tomorrow, but it's been a year.
My favorite thing to do is read the NPM logs for changes they make in their bugs.
Yeah.
Like, they're always really funny and entertaining in a very nerdy way. I'm so sorry about how nerdy I am when I just said that.
Man, that NPM change logs. That's where I go for my humor.
Yeah, nerd humor. It's great.
Example? Do you have a
favorite
change log?
You know what? I'll link
it. I bet version 3 is your favorite.
I'll link it in the show notes from this episode once we build a website to host it tomorrow, obviously.
Well.
Soon.
tomorrow?
Yeah.
We'll be up tomorrow?
So everything on this homepage of Mimosa, I don't see it being unique from any of the other task runners. Smart module, small config, coding in seconds, convention over configuration. Like, these are all very broad words. They're like saying
buzzwords.
Agile cloud infrastructure to disrupt.
We need to stop and collaborate.
Yeah. Disrupt collaboration with DevOps in the cloud.
Yeah, here's the thing. For someone to make me swap off of Gulp, I would need to give me a very clear and something so big that I'm going to change all. I build Gulp into everything now, and I'm so tied into that ecosystem. So for me to change something that works really well would need something enormous. I don't even know what it would be. Maybe if it was instant, no build times.
I would definitely recommend Gulp for beginners of task runners, and it's just so nice. You can write all your tasks. If you can make a default task that runs a few of them, you could just string them into kind of like segments of important things to do for your project.
Are you sure?
It's hard. I'm trying to use the right words because I don't want to say like object-oriented approach because that's wrong. It's not actually objects, but it feels like objects. It's hard to describe it without like reading from a Gulp file.
Gulp just lets you separate everything out into modules. You can kind of say this thing does this very specific task. It's very easy to read, very easy to process, which honestly is why you would use Gulp over something like NPM and just run NPM scripts, which I think was a question someone had.
Yeah, we could talk about just writing NPM. So in addition to all of these task runners that are breakfast-based out there, a lot of people are writing articles now that say...
A lot of people.
A lot of people, as in more than five.
Okay.
There's definitely more than five. There's like probably a good six. We're writing articles about why we should stop using Grunt and Gulp and are really touting for just using NPM scripts in your build process.
So for those who don't know, when you build out an app or something, and into Node, you use this thing called NPM, Node Package Modules.
Package Manager.
Node Package Manager. Wow, I'm the worst.
Sorry.
And in its package.json file, there's a little thing called scripts, and you can essentially tell it to run command line tools in these scripts. So people are saying, hey, stop using Gulp, stop using Grunt, stop breakfasting, and just use the commands directly. You drop them on dependencies. You drop, all this additional code configuration you have to do. And in their minds, it's just a much simpler process. I disagree. I think, there's this article called "Stop Using Gulp."
There are six articles.
Okay, there's one big one though that everyone references. It's called like using NPM as your build tool.
Yeah.
Or something.
We'll link to that as well.
And he linked his package.json file that had a complicated NPM script scenario. And it was really hard to read. And I was like, the whole purpose for Gulp for me is to remove the cognitive overhead that I have to do all these tasks.
Yeah.
And you've just brought it back in.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's not super welcoming to people who are just trying to build something. there's all this overhead if you have to write them all by hand. But that also starts to lead us into the build tool family of Make. Make files to run in your terminal. So there's Make, then there's Cake, which is for C#. So there's Fake, which is F# Make. There's Rake, which is Ruby Make. And then there's Jake, which is JavaScript build tool for Node.js.
Jake is actually the original JavaScript.
Jake is the original
task runner for the Node environment, but no one knows Jake anymore.
So. Goodbye, Jake. All of these make rhyming techniques. Man, there are just themes with these make tools. I think Cake is probably the most popular one. It's also Rake, if you're in a Ruby environment. But just the names of these things are so funny. It kind of speaks to the state of tech that we're in, that there are just so many different names.
I think everyone was hungry. They were just hungry when they were making these names.
I think this isn't helping.
You don't think so? It's like you should eat before you go grocery shopping, right?
You should definitely eat before your grocery shopping. You'll also end up buying Cake and Rakes. Maybe you'll find a Jake in there.
Well, did you have a point with your Make and Rakes?
I just want people to know that those things are out there. They're very command line based build tools. They're not really task runners, but they do individual tasks as you apply them in your projects.
Wow, nice. So you're essentially running bash scripts
in
a couple of those things.
With some wrappers over there.
With some wrappers. So if you do love bash, there's always Make for you. So we're at 2:22. Did you have any questions?
Yes, so we have some questions from the audience here. So one question is from Kale Hamilton, and she asks, from a purely Fed and JavaScript perspective, Gulp, Grunt, NPM makes sense. Where I'd like to learn more is how those things can tie into a massive scalable build run by Pitchfork carrying DevOps. So how do you scale these things for a team?
So what we do is that we tie our Gulp tasks into actually NPM scripts, which is maybe a little counterintuitive, but essentially when you install Gulp into an app, for example, it all goes into a node modules folder, and there's an executable, that's the word I want.
I'm here for you.
Thank you, I appreciate that, that you can run, and it'll do all your Gulp stuff. So essentially, I think we talked about this a bit earlier today, where our build tool just runs npm run gulp and then our task name for the build file. So that's how we integrate Gulp into our build scenario.
Yeah, so we use things similar. We use Gulp to run all of our tasks just because, like we mentioned earlier, the syntax is a little bit easier to work with and a little bit more legible to understand. But then we might have an npm script that says like npm run dev or npm run deploy that uses specific tasks from that Gulp file. So we could call like gulp deploy within those, or you can just have your default gulp file.
Yep.
So that's part of the magic of gulp that I was trying so desperately to explain earlier, but failing, is that you can combine these different individual tasks and make it really, really nice to write.
Quick note, if you're developing on Bluemix and IDS, which is the, again, IBM DevOps, we ran into an issue, or Chris Johnson spotted this, where the IDS pipeline is a little bit out of date. So if you're running on out-of-date systems, make sure your packages themselves are not newer than them, because you'll run into issues that way.
And you can do that in your package JSON by specifying your version.
Yep.
So that is all doable. Hopefully that gets fixed soon.
I think we're actually just moving off that pipeline, so that's our way of fixing it. Anyways...
So Taylor also chimed in and said you could also shrink wrap dependencies, which is true.
Yep.
You should be shrink wrapping. So what shrink wrap does is it freezes your assets at a state, which is important for definitely for larger projects that have a lot of developers on them that depend on a certain version of a module. So it's really nice to use shrink wrap as a part of your build process. Okay. So we're almost at time. We have done our 20 minutes.
Yes.
and we kind of answered some questions. I'm going to...
Hang on. Before we end, shout out to Bobby Smith, who definitely did not make this name up.
Tools Day.
Was not his idea at all, but he just wanted credit for some reason. I don't know why.
So thank you, Bobby, and thank you all for listening to the first ever episode of Tools Day. We will be back next week on Tuesday at 2, that is CST, with 20 more minutes of tool talk.
Probably.
No promises.
Probably tools.
Probably.
We'll definitely be here.
Bye, y'all.